It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for October 14th.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is cabal, spelled C-A-B-A-L. Cabal is a noun that means a group secretly united in a plot. Here's the word used in a sentence from Peterborough this week. February 14th, that's an arbitrary date picked by a cabal of florists and greeting card manufacturers. Love can happen any time of the year. The word cabal has been associated with a group of five ministers in the government of England's King Charles II. The initial letters of the names or titles of those men, which were Clifford, Arlington, Buckingham, Ashley, and Lauderdale, spelled cabal, and they have been collectively dubbed as the cabal cabinet or the cabal ministry. But these five names are not the source of the word cabal, which was in use decades before Charles II ascended to the throne. The term traces back to Kabbalah, the medieval Latin name for the Kabbalah, spelled with a K, K-A-B-B-A-L-A-H, a traditional system of esoteric Jewish mysticism. Latin borrowed Kabbalah from the Hebrew word meaning received or traditional lore. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.